Back from a week away from Sylvia, a week away from London, in Wales, Snowdonia, National Park, fantastic week. Only the AeroPress with me. We've come back and we've started with a bang because there are three new things we've started to use at the same time. The Lapavoni, which was waiting for me for about 10 days because I didn't have the right tamper. Now I have the tamper, 51 millimeter tamper from made by Nock, which has arrived in my absence and I've used immediately, and some coffee that I've got here to test from Express Coffee. So three things. Why not start with a bang and try three things at the same time? This is a fair trade organic coffee bean that I'm trying. It is a bit of a mixture of Arabica beans and a tiny bit of Robusta, I think. It doesn't say on the package how much. I've got to find out how much Robusta is in there. But I've pulled a few shots and I've got my guinea pig Shirley here with me. And she was a keen guinea pig to try not only what a shot actually would taste like on the Lapavoni. I did the whole enchilada, pulled a double shot and steamed milk with a bean that nobody knows. I haven't even tasted the bean. So Shirley, what are your impressions of this experience? You watched every little move carefully, not only the cricket that you're watching with one eye, you actually watched me as well in action. What do you think of that Lapavoni experience with a fair trade organic coffee?
I mean, I just love the Lapavoni, the look of it. The fact that, you know, you can be part of the experience because it's the manual pull down as opposed to the switch of a button. So it brings a bit of romanticism into the whole process. Okay. I think I can taste a bit of that.
All right.
And as for the bean, it's flat.
Okay.
But it's still got something. It's still got a coffee, chocolatey, good mouthfeel.
All right.
So it's okay. It's not doesn't have the variety and the richness of the oil press this morning, but definitely doable.
Okay. Okay. What and about the milk? Because frothing,
milk?
I never
okay.
even frothed before. So, and we were running out of water. The water was getting, water level was getting too low. So I never had a dry run on the steaming part of it. So what does that steam compare like? It looks a bit wet to me.
It's a little bit wet. It's more, you know, floater as opposed to a silkiness throughout the milk that Sylvia seems to be able to do. But still,
well, I've got to practice for sure. And I could see this steam wand has three holes as opposed to the one of Sylvia. And so I need to kind of get more familiar and familiarize myself with it. The steam wand is very close to the machine itself. The machine is very, very hot. So anyway, back to trying, testing. But first experience?
First experience, if I was a cricketer, I would have just hit a four and been very pleased with it.